Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I got to count sometimes, you know, and you know how I am with numbers, but it's 1, 2. Yes, it is Wednesday, and it's hot. And there you have it. Check back tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We've definitely got the opportunity for lots of very heavy thunderstorms rolling in as well. All right, now you can check. No. All right, fine. There are a few things that we probably should chat about. On a very serious note, let me share with you that my dear friend Barry Moore, who is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia, is going to be with us at 3:35. Really looking forward to chatting with him because you know what's happening. As we speak, there are people ripping other folks off with calls for charity to help the flood victims in Texas. I just cringe. I just cringe thinking that anyone anywhere is that depraved. And you say, well, this is a giant tragedy. 120 people dead. Huh. How can I rip some people off using that? But it's happening. It's happening every single day. All the more important to pay attention to that Better Business Bureau accreditation. So anyway, we'll talk with Barry Moore about that. We'll do that at 3:35. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be with us at 4:35. Yesterday, on this here little program, our current Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears, proudly, emphatically said, we got to make sure everybody's voting for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. Jerm, do me a favor. Give me a piece of that. Lieutenant Governor Sears, cut number one.
We've got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed because, I tell you, because all I have to me is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said, these people, mothers, are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Ain't it a blip? She's right. It boggles my mind to think that the left-wing women, the Abigail Spambergers, the Ghazala Hashmis, they're doing everything they can to erase women. And they say, that boy said he was a girl, so, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not just the way it is. You don't have to be nasty to the boy who thinks he's a girl. Or in some case, I don't even think he thinks he's a girl. He just decided, hey, that's pretty cool. But you have to be honest with him. You just can't indulge delusions. Well, if you think you're a girl, then we'll treat you as a girl. We'll use all your chosen pronouns. No, we won't. Sorry. You do what you want to do. But I'm not going to make believe that you are a vacuum cleaner. Just not going to happen. Doesn't mean I hate you. Doesn't mean I want you to injured or any of this other nonsense that we hear. I'm just not going to indulge your delusions. I think it's pretty straightforward. Anyway, all right, look, I just wanted to share that because yesterday on this program, Lieutenant Governor Sears, I think, was very, very clear, very, very clear in her endorsement of and support for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. So there had been all sorts of questions, I know. Well, she didn't say this. When did she say it? Okay. Don't know. Don't care. Everybody, can we please move ahead? There are big issues to be addressed. There are big challenges that have to be managed. And this, my opinion, just needs to go to the wayside. Having said that, I'll ask John what he thinks of it. I would imagine he'll be fine because, as you know, John has been out in front of this whole unity campaign since day one. So I give him all the credit in the world for being ahead of everyone else on this. So that's kind of the stuff we've got rolling this afternoon. We got Mike Dickinson dropping by. Mike joins us every Wednesday, our local version of Andy Ngo, citizen journalist, citizen reporter. Frankly, handles a lot of the stories that a lot of the legacy news media folks just don't want any part of. Big story nationally, and I'm sure you've heard a little bit of buzz about this. The FBI has, in fact, launched criminal investigations of John Brennan and James Comey. That's according to some unnamed sources at the Department of Justice. The director of the CIA, we're told, John Ratcliffe, referred Brennan for criminal investigation to the FBI. I, for one, am happy to hear this. I don't take any delight in hearing that somebody's in trouble. I really don't. I really don't. It doesn't make me happy to hear that somebody may have done something wrong. But John Brennan has been such a devious individual for so long. And this is one of those phrases I'm not crazy about, but if you were to use the phrase deep state, John Brennan would be the guy on the package of deep state that you bought at Walmart, right? I mean, it wouldn't even be like the sampler pack of deep state. No, he would be on the giant industrial barrel of deep state. And he was behind, it seems, just about everything directed at keeping Donald Trump from the Oval Office. Now, this goes back to the time when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden thought that he was vice president. Because remember, they sat around, they heard about all this stuff, and, oh, sounds like a good idea to us. I don't think you can describe what was done to Donald Trump as anything less than a coup. That's what it was. And so if there's now actual evidence, I guess, contained in some sort of CIA files, that's what I'm taking from this. I don't have any sources. I'm reading the same news stories that you are. But that's my takeaway. That this investigation, which, according to Fox News, is underway, is about things that Brennan did at the CIA. And Comey, well, Comey, God, what do you say about Comey? I mean, Comey was a terrible FBI director, but he really demonstrated for all what a terrible human being he is post-directorship. Brennan did not respond to a request. Comey did not respond to a request for comment. The FBI itself, the CIA itself, they don't comment. Now, that's not unusual. They don't comment. Thank you very much. We don't comment. You can ask them any questions you want. You're going to get the same answer, which is we're not giving you any answers. But this seems to be all about that. Remember the Steele dossier? Remember all of the allegations that Vladimir Putin had some sort of terrible information on Donald Trump who was really controlling? All of this nonsense. All of this nonsense. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop. I almost forgot about that. You remember that? When we were told, well, that's clearly Russian disinformation. Brennan was right out in front of that. Everything. And Comey leaking information while he was the director of the FBI to his favorite news sources so that they could then peddle it and get underway in their attack on Donald Trump. So anyway, I'm not going to spend all day on it, but that is it is a huge story. I will give you the details on it as they become available. And as I mentioned to you, I'm not happy about it, but If any two people in America deserve to be invested in that way, those would be the two guys that I would pick. Absolutely. And Hakeem Jeffries, just very quickly on this one. Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of the Dems in the Congress, he apparently has been busy photoshopping his photos so he doesn't look fat. Wow. Wow. So he has these photos where he's leaning against a bench. And I guess he's not actually an expert when it comes to photoshopping. But there's clearly a message he's trying to send. And I've got it posted. If you go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, you can see it. It's Hakeem Jeffries in a white Adidas sweatshirt and black pants and sneakers. He's got a big silver cross hanging from his neck on a chain, and sunglasses. But you can see where the bench he's leaning against is all out of focus and warped. And people who actually know Photoshop are saying, well, that's because he basically took pounds off himself, so he did not look fat or as fat or fatter. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't look at the guy and go, wow, you need a diet, but apparently he feels that way, and it's just one of those petty things. Like, man, really? That's what you're going to do? But everybody's asking, why did you Photoshop your hips? Why did you Photoshop your waist? Or are park benches in Brooklyn really wavy like that? They are not. No, they are not. And somebody actually, you'll see here, they've got a photo of him, I guess, on the floor, giving a speech. And you can see, well, his middle is way wider like that than it is leaning against the bench. Yeah, we'll leave it up to you. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, 321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. My friend Barry Moore, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, is going to be with us at 335. Unfortunately, when we see any sort of a disaster, any sort of a tragedy, the scammers just come out of the woodwork. All the more reason to look for that BBB accreditation. I want to remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Mike says, hey, Jeff, Ghazala Hashmi is running her campaign from the attic. You know, that's where the bats hang out. Well, Ghazala Hashmi is crazy, as Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears said yesterday. Not that anybody needed to be reminded of that, but I guess it was a good reminder. John Reed, who will be with us at 435, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, has actually called on Senator Hashmi to debate him 10 times around the Commonwealth. As I understand it, she's not responded. I've got a sneaking...
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Suspicion, that's her response, but we'll find out. Anne from RBA says, hey, Jeff, I think Hakeem Jeffries, looking at that photo, I think Hakeem Jeffries photoshopped his head on P. Diddy's body. Enough said. Well, there's no evidence of baby oil, so that may or may not be true. And to be perfectly honest with you, totally blunt, I'm not investigating any further. But it is a weird look. Really is. If you go to the Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, you can take a look at it. And it's just bizarre. Is it the heat? That was the one thing. Look, I'm trying to give the guy every allowance here. You know, sometimes it's really, really hot. Photos look kind of wavy. It happens. I don't know that still happens on great digital cameras, but maybe it does. But you also wouldn't be wearing a long sleeve sweatshirt looking thing, would you, if it's that hot out? I don't know. It just smacks of dishonesty. Probably not a big deal if your cousin Bill did it. You go, oh, look at Bill. Hey, took a couple of pounds off by using the eraser feature on his phone. But it's a guy who could conceivably be in line to be president at some point. You would expect just a little bit more. You really, really would. James River Air text line 833-804-1140. Don't forget, if you missed my conversation with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, which has picked up traction all over the country now, you can go listen to it, download it, share it. Go to WRBA.com. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. A lot of great stuff coming up. About an hour from now, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be joining us. I'm curious to know where John is. It's a little bit like, where's Waldo these days? This morning, I know he was up in Northern Virginia. He's crisscrossing the state. And I want to know if Ghazala Hashmi has responded to him and said, sure, I'll debate you. I would like to know, because I'd love to have it right here on this here little show. We've got Mike Dickinson joining us about 2 hours from now. Mike is our local Andy doing a lot of reporting that the legacy folks don't want to do tomorrow. Great friend of mine, Tony Pham. Tony's regular now. He's going to be part of the regular lineup. And if you did not have a chance to hear my discussion yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, it is posted. I would urge you to listen to it and share it. Just go to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You know that I love the Better Business Bureau. I especially love the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. My professional speaking and writing business, Jeff Katz, comma CPS, I'm allowed to do the shameless plugs. I mean, our general mangler said, you do them. When they get to be too much, I'll tell you. So thus far, they're okay. But Jeff Katz, CPS, is in fact a BBB accredited business. I'm very proud about that. I look for that BBB seal everywhere when I'm looking to help or find a service or a business. And right about now, unfortunately, there are people that are going to get scammed. And Barry Moore, the president, CEO of our BBB, has some insight, has some tips, and I'm always happy to welcome to the program. Barry, thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm excited to be here. And unfortunately, talk about disaster with the flooding in Texas. And we can talk about that if you'd like.
Well, I wish we didn't have to. I'd love to just hang out and cut up for a couple of moments, but it's serious stuff. We are such a great community in Central Virginia. I brag on us all the time. We want to help, but we've got to be cautious, right?
We do. And the Better Business Bureau, askgive.org is one site people can go to, or bbb.org. And what they released this morning is how to help victims of Texas flooding. And it's a shame that we have to do this, but we have to, Jeff. And your station and you, your show, are going to give us an opportunity just to cover very quickly a few tips that the Better Business Bureau is sharing out across the country.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Very good. So the one thing, Jeff, they talk about donating goods. So that means donating the clothing, the food, other in-kind donations, right, is a great thing for people to do. They feel good about it. But you got to know whoever you're donating it to, are they really in the business to do that? Do they have the transportation? And they do they really have a distribution plan? Or is it a hoax? So make sure you know that. And then find out what the needs of the charity. If you're going to give to a charity, what are they going to address with the money you send them? What's really going to go from your pocket through the nonprofit to really help the cause? And we see a lot of that through these natural disasters never becomes reality. It goes to other places. So again, give.org is a great place to check.
Okay. Are charities able to be BBB accredited? Because I'm just thinking if that was an option, that'd be a great way to, you know, have some faith in the organizations.
Sure, and it's been around for decades. Give.org, it used to be called Wise Giving, but nonprofits have the opportunity to get that seal, to get that recognition, to be listed. And I think, Jeff, the numbers in Virginia, and I could be wrong in the numbers, but I think I'm pretty close, 9,000 or so nonprofits asking for money, right? And only about 125 or 140 are accredited at give.org. Think about that. And the main reason, you got to do paperwork. It's not a big fee or anything. You got to provide financials. There are nonprofits out there right now today that might not be filing updated 990s. And that is with the IRS. You have to file and disclose where your money's going. Mm-hmm. You know, so on the disaster relief, you got to realize there's different stages, right? Phases of relief. 72 hours after a disaster, charities jump up. They provide great vital support, right? But again, we got to know who we're dealing with. And then you got to verify the charity's trustworthiness. It's exactly what you're talking about. And be sure to go to give.org and look it up, you know, especially at this time. And everything is at BBB.org. All these things, Scam Tracker, that's what we do. We provide these services to the consumers all over our country at no charge. So we're helping the quote-unquote little guy. That's what we're doing. And you know how we do that, Jeff, is with people like yourself and your business being accredited. The money you provide us, you are in turn providing more philanthropy than you could ever imagine by helping us share this information to consumers at no charge.
Barry Moore is joining us. Barry, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. Vital resource, obviously, before we make a donation, before we donate items. Everybody wants to help, as you said, Barry. We're all anxious to do it. It makes us feel good, you know. We're just trying to help. But, boy, the scammers are out there like nobody's business. Do you have any programs that are coming up at the BBB? You know, the Great Ignite program, you've had some, I think, fascinating ones, really, really fascinating ones. The last one was on the auto industry, and you and I both know that there are going to be flood vehicles, right? Salvage vehicles that start showing up around America being sold as good, then there are going to be people ripped off that way. That's something maybe we ought to look at.
You know, Jeff, you're showing your age because you've been around enough floods. And when I was in New Jersey in the car business and then down here in Richmond, yes, they will start coming out of the woodwork. And these cars, you know, that you think you're buying for half price and this was meant to be, this is your car, possibility could be a flood car. So be very cautious. And so that's where auto check and or getting a mechanic to go out and look at the car, pay the mechanic to go out and look at the car. If you go to a new car dealership, they're going to be very cautious. They're going to do everything in their power to check out a car. But out of the Craigslist or the newspaper, you don't know what you're buying.
Yep. No, you've got to have an auto mechanic that you can trust, that you can rely on. Again, Better Business Bureau, you've got folks in that space. Yeah, you have folks, I think, in every single consumer space, do you not?
We do. As far as I know, we're everywhere. If it's a legal business that consumers can engage in, we are in that field, in that sector of type of business. So you're right.
Yeah. So what is Evie up to? Is she putting together a new Ignite program that I want to come to? Come on, spill the beans.
Man, I'm losing it. So there, I missed your whole question. Sorry. Yes, Evie is working on it, and we are regrouping. We are analyzing the last 18 months. We have made quite a difference for the people that have attended, whether in person or Facebook Live. But we are moving our office. We're going to Innsbruck. Oh. We're going to have a space explicitly just for these kind of conversations. and we are going to be using the services of people like Jeff Katz, because we need the consumers to listen and the business owners to listen, and we're going to count on everybody pulling together even more, and everybody's going to have a great fourth quarter for us, or third, fourth quarter, with great topics and things that people are going to learn from, and people are going to be shocked. And there's still today, Jeff, there's still people saying on Facebook, please help me on finding an electrician or a plumber. And here comes Barry, the party pooper, right? Please go to BBB.org. And they probably are laughing, like, what does this guy do? He's got anything else to do. The only reason I'm doing it is because every single day, guess what I get to read? People getting ripped off and complaints that we can't help after the fact. You have to have a good offense when you're a consumer and a business owner. The only place to go is an accredited business. Look for the seal. Look for them at BBB.org. It's not a sales pitch. We're doing this at no charge to the consumer.
That's right.
Businesses are supporting it. They want integrity, respect, and honesty. Absolutely. We're the place to go. We're one of a kind, nonprofit. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, BBB.org, obviously. But one more time before you get back to packing boxes or unpacking boxes. I'm not sure which part of the move you're in at the moment. But for those people, good people like Barry Moore, who are thinking, I want to help these folks in Texas. I want to make a donation of cash or merchandise. Where do they need to go first to check out those supposed or claimed charities?
Two places, give.org, okay. Go right online, give.org, and then BBB.org, go to Scam Tracker, and that's where consumers will immediately start posting how they got ripped off. Can't do anything about it, okay? And there's going to be survivors out of it, but that's where you're going to be able to read some of the hideous things that are getting done. And it happens every storm, every disaster. There are going to be storm chasers, you know, going to people's roofs, to roofs in Texas and everything. And so anyway, that's the way to be cautious. Feel free to call Barry Moore. You know, just find me online. I'm easy to find.
You sure are. Barry, I appreciate you making time for us, my friend. That is Barry Moore. Barry is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I am proud to be an accredited business, my speaking and writing business. This radio station is proud to be an accredited business. If your business is not accredited, let me tell you flat out, you may be a great business, but there are going to be a whole slew of people that look at you and say, there's somebody else does exactly what they do, and they are Better Business Bureau accredited. Where are they going to go? I mean, you do need to think about it. And again, for those who are thinking about helping people.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas. Please, please, before you write a check, before you give money, before you give any items, check the group out. Most, I'm hoping, are going to be totally legit, and you'll feel good, and then they'll do the right thing. But, man, you got scammers that always work their way into that space, and you don't want to be a victim. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, a little more than a half hour from now, about 40 minutes from now. We are going to be joined by the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed. John is out and about, of course. He has challenged the Democrat nominee, Ghazala Hashmi, to 10 debates. I don't know that she's answered him. That sound you hear right now, that may be her not responding to him. It's sad, if you ask me. I'd love to have her on the show. Look, I've got an open door. I don't think that anybody running on that side is looking to do anything good for my beloved Commonwealth, but more than happy to host them on the air. I'm actually quite polite, you know. 804 says, hey, Jeff, here's an idea for John. If Ghazala Hashmi chickens out on the debates, he should just do a town hall. He stages a debate with an empty chair, maybe even having a mannequin there with an empty suit. I think people would get the idea, and it could be great publicity for his campaign. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good. That would be... And you know what? You'd probably get exactly the same answers from the empty chair or the empty suit as you would from Ghazala Hashmi. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. Anyway. All right, so we got all of that coming up. We got a lot of other stuff that we're going to be dealing with. I have to tell you, I was at a wonderful little get-together earlier today. And it was all about combating human trafficking. It was sponsored by, organized by, coordinated by, whatever the right terminology is, by Mackenzie Babichenko, who was our Commonwealth's attorney up here in Hanover County. And she's great. Let me tell you, Mackenzie is like the Energizer Bunny. She's always got fresh batteries. She's always ready to go and doing 10 different things and doing them all well. Oh, I hate people. No, I don't. I hate people like that. Well, I know. I love what she's doing. It's just sometimes you think, man, what a slacker I am in comparison. But she is working overtime to combat human trafficking in Hanover County. And there was such great cooperation with other jurisdictions. They were represented at this event as well. And I'll give you more, because I want either Mackenzie or somebody from her office, or maybe one of the folks, there's a great special agent there from the Virginia State Police whose job is combating human trafficking. It is such a scourge on our society. It pains me to think that it exists in any way. But then you start hearing some of the statistics. You start hearing about the things that happen, and you just can't help but think you got to do something. You got to step up to the plate. So I will give you more details, but I was just floored at the information and so reassured when I looked around the room. It was a very, very large room, and it was filled to capacity, and every single person representing every single agency and entity that was there, all on the same page, determined to do something about fighting it. It was inspiring. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.